All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into something super practical, especially if you are running a business in the Netherlands.
Okay.
We're talking about workplace inspections.
Yeah.
And specifically what happens during a follow-up inspection.
Right.
And to help us unpack all this, we've got a document straight from the Dutch Labor Inspectorate.
Yes.
So this is essential knowledge to make sure your business is not only prepared, but also, you know, demonstrating that you are committed to safety.
Absolutely. And this document really is like your roadmap to navigate the complexities of Dutch workplace safety inspections.
Excellent.
It's officially called the Basinspectie module Arbozorg in Her Inspecties. So good thing we're not going to refer to it by that the whole time.
Yeah.
It was published November 22, 2017. And you can find it on the website www.preventtimemeadworker.net.
Okay, great.
That's a site run by Ronald Hoevers, and he's a consultant who helps organizations with a lot of aspects of workplace safety, from risk assessments to training on hazardous materials.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So this document is kind of like our cheat sheet to understanding what the inspectorate is looking for.
Exactly. And one of the first things to know is that the Dutch labor inspection process is broken down into four stages.
Oh, okay.
So you've got your initial inspection, then comes the reinspection, then there's the non-compliance approach, and finally you've got the notorious offender approach.
Okay, so those are definitely escalating in seriousness, I can already tell.
They are, and each stage the scrutiny increases if those violations from the initial inspection they kind of persist if you don't address them.
Yeah. Notorious offender.
Yeah.
I think we want to avoid that label at all costs.
It definitely has a certain ring to it.
Right. Doesn't sound good.
No.
Okay. Well, for today's deep dive, let's zero in on that reinspection stage.
Sounds good.
Because I think that's where things can get a little bit tricky, especially maybe you've had a previous inspection and some similar violations have popped up again.
For sure.
So can we maybe give an example of like a same violation versus a similar violation?
Absolutely. So let's say during that initial inspection, the inspector found that employees weren't wearing their safety goggles when they should have been.
Right.
If they come back for the reinspection and see the same thing, well, that's the same violation.
Yeah, makes sense.
Pretty straightforward.
But what about, I don't know, say they had an issue with employees using maybe faulty safety harnesses the first time around?
That would be considered a similar violation.
Okay.
You see, they both involve safety equipment in this case.
All right.
But just different types. The inspector's looking for those patterns, those kind of like neglecting safety procedures, not just like a one-off incident.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But what if a company has, you know, they've had that initial inspection and they see those things and they think, okay, we got to fix these things. We really want to make a genuine effort to improve. Does that matter at all?
Absolutely. And this is where that idea of demonstrating mitigating circumstances comes in. If you can show that you've taken concrete steps to fix the problems that were found, things like implementing new safety protocols or providing additional training to your employees, that can significantly impact the outcome of the reinspection.
So it's not just about avoiding those penalties. It's really about genuinely making your workplace safer.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. So let's get into the nitty-gritty here. What actually happens during a reinspection? Like, what specific questions should organizations be prepared for?
Well, the inspector is going to come armed with a set of very targeted questions, and these are designed to assess the strength of your, what we call, Arbozorg system.
Okay, I'm going to need you to break that down.
Yes, of course. So that basically means your occupational health and safety management system.
Got it.
So it's all the systems you have in place to make sure that your work environment is safe and healthy for everybody.
Okay, makes sense.
And a key focus of those questions is going to be your RINE and your PVA.
More acronyms. We got to decode these. I'm guessing they're important.
They are very important. So RINE, that stands for Risk Inventory and Evaluation.
Okay.
Basically, it's a really deep dive into all the potential hazards that are present in your workplace.
Okay.
And the PVA, that's your plan of action. So that outlines all the steps that you're going to take to address those risks that you identified in the RINE.
Got it.
The inspector really wants to see if your RINE is comprehensive, is it up to date, and most importantly, is it actually effective in preventing those violations from happening again?
Okay, so no cutting corners on those risk assessments, it sounds like.
Definitely not. They need to be thorough.
They need to be detailed.
Yeah.
Okay. What else might they ask?
Well, they're also going to dig into your training procedures. So remember those missing safety goggles we were talking about before?
Yeah.
The inspector is going to want to see proof that your employee training program covers why those goggles are so important and how to use them correctly.
So it's not just about having training in place. It has to be the right training.
Exactly.
Okay. What else is on their checklist?
Well, workplace supervision is a big one. They want to know how you're making sure that safety procedures are being followed consistently.
Okay.
Do you have designated supervisors? Are they actively monitoring the work that's being done? Are there consequences if employees aren't following those procedures?
So it's not enough to just have a supervisor in name only. They need to be really present and engaged.
Absolutely. Active supervision is key.
And I'm guessing documentation of all of this is super important, too.
They're going to be looking for things like supervision logs, incident reports, anything that can prove you're taking it seriously. Now, if those initial violations involved a specific piece of equipment or machinery, they're also going to look very closely at your control systems for that.
Okay. Well, what does that mean exactly?
So think about the procedures you have in place for inspecting and maintaining that equipment to prevent any risks.
So, like, are we doing regular equipment checks? Are we keeping maintenance logs? Is there a clear system for reporting faulty equipment?
All of that absolutely essential.
Oh, got it.
They might also ask about external expert advice that you're receiving. Are you consulting with certified safety professionals, for example,
okay,
to make sure that you are really following those best practices?
So they're looking for a really comprehensive approach to safety, not just ticking boxes for compliance.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's shift gears a bit and talk a little bit more about this idea of demonstrating mitigating circumstances that you mentioned earlier.
Sure.
What exactly does that entail?
Yeah. It's really about showing that you're committed to continuously improving your workplace safety, not just like scrambling to fix things when you know an inspector's about to show up.
Right. So it's about being proactive, not reactive.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's say a company has had their initial inspection and they know that a re-inspection is probably, you know, on the horizon. What are some of the most important things that they can do to prepare?
Okay. Well, first things first, go back and really thoroughly review those findings from that initial inspection. Make sure you understand exactly what those violations were and why they were flagged. And then, of course, prioritize addressing those issues like as quickly as possible.
So don't wait till the inspector's knocking at the door again.
Exactly. Be proactive.
Be proactive. Okay, what else?
Gather all of your documentation that's related to those violations.
Okay.
So we're talking your RINE, your PVA, training records,
yeah,
supervision logs, equipment maintenance records, like literally everything.
Okay.
Make sure it's all up to date, it's accurate, and it's easily accessible.
So organization is key here.
Yes.
But it's not just about having, you know, a giant stack of paperwork.
Right. You have to actually walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Right.
So make sure that those safety procedures, those protocols that you have in place, they're actually being implemented and followed by everyone out on the, you know, the work floor. So think visible and engaged supervisors, refresher training for employees when it's necessary, and a workplace culture where people feel comfortable, you know, speaking up about safety concerns without being afraid of, you know, any kind of retaliation.
Right. So it's really about fostering that genuine culture of safety. It's not just a box ticking exercise.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned earlier that there are these four stages to the Dutch labor inspection process.
Yeah.
What happens if, you know, those violations, they kind of persist even after the reinspection? Like, what are the consequences?
Well, then we move on to the next level, which is the non-compliance approach.
Okay.
And here the inspector's scope really broadens. It's not just about those recurring violations. They're going to be looking at your entire occupational health and safety management system.
Oh.
So they're asking, are you systematically identifying, evaluating, and controlling risks across all of your operations?
So the scrutiny is ramped up significantly at that point.
It is.
And what if a company still hasn't really taken things seriously, even at that stage?
Well, then it escalates to that final stage, the notorious offender approach.
Okay.
And this is reserved for companies that just have a consistent pattern of not complying with those regulations.
Right.
We're talking serious consequences now.
Yeah.
Hefty fines, potential legal action, and even the possibility of being shut down.
Wow. Okay, so that really paints a clear picture of why getting things right from the very start is so important.
It does.
But I think it's also important to remember that these inspections, they're not meant to be a punishment.
No, they're not.
It's really a valuable opportunity.
Exactly.
It's a chance to kind of identify maybe where some weaknesses are, strengthen that safety culture, and ultimately protect your employees.
That's the goal.
So as we kind of start to wrap up this deep dive, what are some of the key takeaways that our listeners should really keep in mind?
Okay, so number one, understand those four stages of the Dutch labor inspection process
Right.
and know what can trigger that reinspection.
Okay.
Number two, familiarize yourself with those specific questions that the inspector is going to ask.
Right.
Especially those related to your RINE, your
Yeah.
training procedures, supervision, your control systems, and whether you're getting expert support.
And don't forget all that important documentation.
Oh, absolutely. You
Right.
have to be able to prove that you're making a real effort to improve.
Okay.
And finally, go beyond just ticking boxes on a checklist. You want to actually cultivate that workplace culture where safety is truly a part of everything you do.
Yes.
Engage your employees, empower your supervisors, and don't hesitate at all to reach out for expert advice when you need it.
Those are some really great points. This has been an incredibly insightful look into the world of Dutch workplace
It
inspections.
has.
But before we completely sign off, we want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
So imagine your organization is facing a potential reinspection.
Okay.
What concrete steps could you take today to demonstrate that you're genuinely committed to workplace safety?
Yeah.
What would it take to create an environment where safety is truly everyone's top priority?
That's a great question. Yeah, that is a really good question to think about. And I think it's important to remember that we've been talking about reinspections today, but that scrutiny from the inspectorate, it really only intensifies in those later stages.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially, if a company ends up with that notorious offender label.
Yeah.
So, this is just a good reminder to make workplace safety a constant ongoing priority,
Yeah.
not just something that we react to, when we get that inspection notice.
For sure. I mean, being proactive is always better than reactive when it comes to safety.
Absolutely.
And speaking of being proactive, we talked about Ronald Hoevers earlier.
Yeah.
His website, www.preventtimemedeworker.net. That's a great resource for anybody who's dealing with, occupational safety and health in the Netherlands.
It is a really fantastic resource. And you mentioned he offers his services as well, right?
He does, yeah. Everything from articles and training materials to full-on consultancy services. So if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed or you just want to kind of dig deeper into specific regulations, definitely check it out.
Yeah, it's a great place to start for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's also worth emphasizing that, creating a truly safe workplace, it's not a destination you reach, it's a journey.
Right, it's ongoing. It takes continuous learning. You have to adapt, and you always have to be committed to putting those employees' well-being first.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And on that note, I think we're going to wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good.
But don't worry, we'll be back soon with another fascinating topic to explore. Until then, stay curious. Stay informed, and of course, stay safe.
Always good advice.